Come on, let's do it. We are a
great church.
We are a great
people.
And we serve a great
God.
I'm going to give God a great praise. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All right, let's go to the scriptures really quickly. Amen. How many love the word of God? Okay, that was two of y'all. Amen. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 12:32. I'm going to dig a little bit more into this in the next service, should the Lord allow us. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting a greater breakout. How many are excited about your purpose? Okay, that was two of y'all. How many are excited about your purpose? The politician back there should be screaming, okay? Where's she at? Okay. All right, come on. Amen. It's one thing about preaching to a group of young people. And they're like, what? 1 Chronicles 12:32. I believe that one of the anointings that God wants to release in this place, and I'm going to be done. I'm just going to share a few things. Say this with me, Issachar. Issachar. So today the Lord has been speaking to me about possessing gates. Say that with me, possessing gates. Possessing gates, all right? Before you take possession, to take possession is to gain ownership of something. Say the word ownership. Amen. It's to take authority over. Say authority. As Christians, as believers, as kingdom believers, you and I were meant to take authority. Will you tell somebody around you, you were called to take authority. You were called to rule and reign. Oh, that was the wrong person. Tell them you were called to rule and reign. And you were called to win in life. And one of the ways we win is through the power of Holy Spirit. Shout Holy Spirit. And so in the scriptures, we see in this particular chapter of 1 Chronicles 12:32 that there are a group of tribes, say tribes, that God has marked as his chosen people. Say chosen people. Guess what? You are a part of his chosen people. You are a part of the tribe of God. I know you may be Asian, and I know I may be black, and somebody else may be Caucasian or whatever they may be. But guess what? We're a part of the tribe of the kingdom. Amen. And so we belong to God. Say, I belong to God. And so if I belong to God, everything in my life must be consumed by God. Everything in my future must be led of the Holy Spirit. Shout Holy Spirit. I want to drop a news bomb on you. You cannot make it without Holy Spirit. I want to drop another news flash on you that you cannot make it without eyes to see. You need vision. Tell somebody around you, you need vision. Tell somebody else, you need direction. Tell somebody else, you need clarity on where to go. How to go, what to move in. Tell somebody around you, get some clarity, man. Come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. And so we see in this scripture, 1 Chronicles 12:32, I'm moving really fast, is that there is a group, and it says, and the men of Issachar, they're one of the 12 tribes, say 12 tribes. The men of Issachar, the Bible says, they understood the times and knew what Israel should do. 200 chiefs with all of their relatives under their command. And the first thing that you need to know, when you have understanding, that is the first place that sets you up for great leadership. Amen. When you have the Issachar spirit, which is the ability to know the times and the season of God, it sets you up to know which way God is going to move, which way God wants to move in your family, which way he wants to move in your city. And I don't know about you, but we need eyes to see. And I believe that in this room today, God is unlocking eyes to see which way we are to go for the season ahead. Guess what? 2019 is right here. And God is saying that if this year is going to be like no other year, you've got to get fresh revelation. Say fresh revelation. Come on, say the word fresh understanding. You need insight. Come on, say it again. Insight. Say foresight. Amen. So you need this. And it's through the spirit of Issachar. And the Bible says that because they understood the times and the seasons, it set them up to be in a place of authority. Those who have vision are the easiest to be put on a platform or a position of authority. And I believe that what God wants to do is raise up leaders in our midst. Some servant leaders, some chief leaders. But either way, God is inviting us to a new level of seeing and understanding what he is doing, which way he wants to move. How many of you feel like you're called to arts and entertainment? Anybody? Okay, that's a few of you. How many feel like you're called to business? You want to have your own business one day? Okay, all right. How many of you want to go to college? Let me bring it down to that level. All right, there we go. Shout out. They're like, well, I'm just trying to go to McDonald's or something. I ain't even getting that far. You're talking about a business. I'm just trying to find out what's on the next 5 for 5 at Wendy's. Right now, 4 for 4, 5 for 5. They need an upgrade, okay? Okay. but if you don't have vision, you won't know which way to go. You need insight to know even which school to go to. You need insight to know, God, what is the program that you want me to take on? What is the study, the course of study that you would want me to take on? Because if I don't get understanding, shall understanding, if I don't have discernment, the ability to see beyond the surface, say see beyond the surface. God wants to give you the ability to see beyond the surface. Amen. God wants to give you the ability to see beyond social media. Uh-oh. Come on. He wants to give you the ability to see beyond Snapchat. Come on. Where is your life going? Come on. What direction are you going in? Amen. Tell somebody around, you need eyes to see. You need to get fresh dreams. Tell somebody. You need to get fresh insight. But you need the power of Holy Spirit. Miracle. You need the power of Holy Spirit. Come on. You need the power of Holy Spirit. Come on. You need the power of Holy Spirit in order to see which way God is going and which way you are to move. Some of you need the power of Holy Spirit to help you through some tests. How many got some hard tests in school? Come on. Anybody had some hard tests? Come on. Listen, God wants to give you understanding beyond your years. Come on. Beyond your book knowledge. Come on. I'm telling you, he'll give you all the answers if you just get before him. I'm telling you. Somebody needs to take some Holy Spirit tests. No cheating. Holy Spirit tests, right? But the sons of Issachar, they have a spirit of understanding, and it set them up to lead in life. It set them up, and they were distinguished about out of all the tribes. Their tribe stood out. And I want to read some key facts because this is the same way that God wants you to stand out. Tell somebody around you, you were born to stand out. Oh, come on, that was the wrong person. Tell them you were born to stand out. You were born to be different. Get this. You were not born to be average. Come on. You were born to go above because of what you carry and who you possess on the inside of you. Holy Spirit is intelligent. Holy Spirit is wise. It has power. It has authority. And because he resides on the inside of you, you also have power and authority. Shout, I've got power and authority. The Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Sons walk in sensitivity to Holy Spirit. And what I love about the sons of Issachar, and this is the same spirit we have to have when it comes to understanding and insight. The Bible says that they studied the movement of stars and planets, and they understood chronological time. And so God is inviting us to a new place of wisdom. If you want to learn something, if you want to be something, God is inviting many of us to learn about the thing that you're trying to be. Amen. So if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be successful in the kingdom, if you want to grow deeper in your relationship with God, you've got to have the ability to learn. Hey, pick up a book. Come on. Get before the Lord. Get in prayer. Get in worship, because that's where it all stems out of. Tell somebody around you, it all comes from worship. It all comes from intimacy. Amen. And that's how we engage with the Holy Spirit, so that we would understand the times and seasons of God. Another thing that the sons of Issachar, the Bible says that they were responsible for calling the whole nation together when the stars aligned. Literally, and we're talking about the Jewish feast days. Amen. And I don't know if you know, today is a key day. Did y'all know that? Today is a key day. This begins the Hanukkah season. Amen. And so it's a part of the times and seasons of God. And what I love about it, what is one of the main things that we do during Hanukkah season? We light candles. We light candles, and it's a symbol of God's revelation and light and intimacy with us. And so what is God saying this month for you? As this year is coming to a close and another year is starting, I want to light this month up with revelation. I want to light it with my fire. And I want to make you be my candlestick so that you would shine. Come on. We said it last night. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Tell somebody around you, this is the year to shine. Come on. You've been walking around low enough, depressed and looking sad. Come on. Give your face a break and smile. Come on. It's time to smile. It's time to shine. It's time to be who God has called you to be. Amen. Amen. So they understood the times and seasons of God. And another thing that the scripture says, when the signs and wonders happened in the earth, they knew it. They knew exactly what God was doing when he was doing. What would it be like to know exactly what's on God's mind? What would it be like to know what God, like, what would it look like if presidents said, hey, I heard that there was a girl by the name of Karen. She carried the Holy Spirit, and she has something. She may not be a president, but there's something that she carries that I need to understand because she has the wisdom. And I believe that God is going to raise up individuals like that, where even, I feel like even for this church, God is releasing an Issachar anointing to the degree that the city is going to ask, how did they do that? Come on, how did they get that wisdom? And I believe that there are other pastors and leaders that are going to come and say, Pastor Jocelyn, how did you do that? How did you guys build that? How on earth did that happen? It's because we have the ability to understand through sensitivity, through the power of the Holy Spirit, which way to go. If you hear her testimony, every step of the way, she asked, inquired of the Lord. So one of the ways that you're going to win in this season is through inquiring of the Lord. Amen. Asking for direction. Come on. Right now in this room, just say, Lord, I need your direction. Come on. Show me. Show me. Show me. Go ahead. Ask God. Go ahead. Go ahead. Amen. Here's another thing. They were not taken by surprise when things happen. That's another thing. When we have the Issachar anointing, we are not taken by surprise when stuff happens. Why? Because we know ahead of time. We have foresight. Say the word foresight with me. Here's another one. I'm going to park on this right here. Matter of fact, I'm going to do two more. How many women do we have in the room? Ooh, how many women do we have in the room? Y'all should make noise. Let me hear all the women make noise. Come on, make some more noise. Let me hear all the women make noise. What if I told you that this was the year of the woman? Amen, amen. Nadia's happy. Amen. This is a year for young ladies. This is a year for women to rise up in authority. Hey, come on, all of them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age. It's just any age, all right? It's the year of women. I want to read this. Two things. Another thing. The Bible says that they had influence. The sons of Issachar had influence. God wants to raise up your influence in this hour. Because what you've received in the secret place, what I receive up in the secret place, sets me up to have influence in the earth. What I give myself to, I carry out. And because I give myself to understanding. See, understanding is not just something you receive. It's a place that you live in. Amen. It's a position that you stay in. And God is inviting us into that place of understanding and wisdom. And so it says that they had a spirit of influence on them. And as a result, it was a result of their unique ability to understand time and season, because they were sensitive, because they were sharp. Tell somebody around you, you got to be sharp. You got to be prompt. Because listen, there's no way you can understand the times and seasons. I'm going to prophesy over my crew. There's no way we can understand the times and seasons of God and not be prompt. Amen. We have an understanding of time. There's a window of time that God is inviting. You know, we look in the scripture in John where there's a man laying on the porch of impotent people. They're paralyzed, right? They're paralyzed. And the Bible says that every season there was a time that the angel would come and stir the waters. And God is saying you have to have the ability to understand when God is moving and God is stirring. Tell somebody around you, move with God. Tell somebody else, move with God in times and seasons. Come on, tell them in times and seasons. Because when you do that, it sets you up for authority. Shout authority. It sets you up for influence. Say influence. It sets you up for accountability and responsibility. You do not get responsibility or assignments without accountability first. Amen. You will not get seasons of advancement or moving forward or breakthrough and miracles. All the stuff that we shout about, miracles, deliverance, whoa, breakthrough, whoa. All the stuff that we shout about without having the fortitude to have insight. We're having understanding. And so it's very important. Tell somebody around you, it's very important. One more fact about the sons of Issachar. The Bible says they supported a female ruler in a time when it was not popular. They had the ability. That was for my women. Now, mind you, they talk about the men of Issachar. The men of Issachar had the ability to support a female leader in a time when it's not popular. And I'm telling you, we've got to get rid of all this genderism stuff, all this crazy stuff, and be able to understand, hey, if the anointing is on her, I want to follow it. And God is saying, I'm going to use unlikely people in this hour to get my jobs done. I'm going to use unlikely people who are counted out. And listen, what I love about it is they were willing to go against the grain. It was not popular. Amen. And God is inviting many of us in this room to go with the wave that's not popular. If it's the road that's crowded, I can honestly tell you that's not the way that God wants you to go. But God is inviting many into a narrow way, a narrow road. Dare to be different. Tell somebody around you, dare to be different. Like the sons of Issachar, they understood how to move in a time when nobody else moved. So while everybody else is sleeping, I'm working. Come on. While everybody else is frustrated, I'm dreaming. Come on. While everybody else is doing something else, I'm going with the beat of God. And God is saying, I want you to move with my rhythm. Stop, move with the rhythm of God. Say it again. Move with the rhythm of God. And so the Bible said they had understanding and they knew. It was in those times when Israel was governed by judges. Before it had kings around 1100 B.C., or early, according to scholars, the Bible says a woman rose up as a judge in the land, and her name was Deborah. Shout Deborah. And although women did not have the rights in Israel, it would have still been unusual for a woman to sit in authority. I'm trying to tell every woman in this room that knows how to scream right now, those that know how to celebrate, this is for every woman, that this is a year that God wants to raise up women in places of authority and power. Okay, that was a good spot for you to yell. Y'all just missed it. Amen. God wants to raise up women in authority. I can tell my members. Oh, my God. Jesus. We're loud, okay? Early in the morning. So they are given a place of authority. Nevertheless, God was with Deborah, and he placed her in authority. And the sons of Issachar knew it. They understood how to flow with the authority of God. They understood how to go with God. And what are you saying, Pastor Tori? That in this season, that if you're going to excel in life, you've got to ask God for eyes to see. And when you see it, learn how to move with him. God, give me a heart to receive what you're doing. How to move with you. Because God is moving. Tell somebody around you, God is moving. Ask him, are you going to move with him? Tell him, God is revealing. Are you going to move in what he's revealing? Stand on your feet. Come on. Stand on your feet. Father, in this room, I thank you for fresh revelation. I thank you for the authority of word. Because, God, it is the Issachar anointing that leads us into the possession of gates. Because we will not possess cities. We will not take authority. We will not take over jobs. Come on. We will not take over and take dominion in the earth. We will not see the kingdom advance without the Issachar anointing. The kingdom cannot be established in the earth. The king's domain cannot come without the spirit of understanding to know how he's moving, which there is an order to the kingdom. And so, Father, I pray that you would release godly order that is not the order of man, but the order that says, God, we only want to move when you're moving. We only want to move when you're moving. We only want to go where you're saying to go. We will follow your instructions. It's sensitivity. And so, Father, I pray today that you would synchronize hearts like you would synchronize a clock. Tune us to your time. Turn us to your time. Father, we pray that we would be the hands on your clock. Turn us whichever way you want to. And Father, I thank you that the spirit of delay is broken. I thank you that procrastination is now losing its grip off of our time, off of our sleep, off of our attention. And Father, we lose the winds of clarity. We lose the winds of wisdom and understanding and sensitivity. Father, I thank you for the Issachar anointing that calls us to walk in authority and take the possession of gates. In Jesus' name, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Tell somebody around you, get insight and get foresight. Tell somebody, get insight, get foresight. Let's receive Pastor Jocelyn. Hallelujah. Let's give God another shout. Come on. Give God another shout. Hallelujah.